This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Monday, May 6th, 2024. Just this morning, a fire in Fort Bragg left two tenants displaced after their living quarters were damaged. Firefighters responded to the scene on Airport Road around 5:30 a.m. Fort Bragg Fire Department Chief Steve Orsi described the structure as a large garage with a section converted into a housing unit for a man and a woman. Chief Orsi believes the fire, which originated in the housing area, may have been electrical in nature. Despite the potential dangers, he commended the quick response by fire crews. He told us, quote, "Our teams did a real good job with the initial knockdown," unquote. The fire prompted a robust response with three Fort Bragg Fire Department engines and support from CAL FIRE on site. The affected tenants are now displaced and investigations are underway to determine the exact cause of the blaze. Now let's turn to a community-driven initiative to transform a historic school campus in Redwood Valley into a vibrant hub for recreation and education. On April 23, 2024, concerned citizens gathered at the Redwood Valley Grange with a bold vision to repurpose the Redwood Valley School campus into a much-needed community center. Spearheading this effort are retired teacher Mary Beth Kelly and community leader Dr. Marvin Trotter. The Redwood Valley School, built in 1922 on land donated by J.M. and Florence Woolley, holds a special place in the region's history. Over time, neglect and disrepair have befallen the campus, which once housed generations of students. Despite its prime 12.4-acre riverfront location, the grounds have become dilapidated, with garbage and graffiti marring its potential. Efforts to sell or repurpose the campus have hit roadblocks, including failed bidding processes and legal hurdles. Now, a new proposal emerges: leasing the property for a community-centered initiative under the umbrella of the Alex Rohrbrough Recreation Center. Dr. Trotter, instrumental in founding the Alex Rohrbrough Recreation Center in Ukiah, envisions revitalizing the Redwood Valley site with a sports field, renovated classrooms, community gardens, and more. Dr. Trotter's vision extends beyond recreation. He aims to address local challenges like affordable housing for teachers and nurses. By incorporating tiny homes on part of the campus, the project could play a role in retaining vital community workers. Local contractor Eastock Metton sees promise in this endeavor, drawing parallels to successful community projects elsewhere in the county. He emphasizes the feasibility of renovating older buildings, including addressing asbestos concerns, a common challenge in such endeavors. The community's next steps are clear: mobilize public support. Advocates urge attendance at the upcoming Ukiah Unified School Board meeting on May 9th and encourage letter-writing campaigns to the trustees. The goal? To demonstrate overwhelming community backing for the transformation of this campus into a vital community asset. Join the conversation at the next community meeting on May 7th at the Redwood Valley Grange as residents and supporters work together toward a shared vision for the future. And now back to the Mendocino County coast, where in Fort Bragg, a routine investigation led to a significant drug-related bust at a local motel. On May 2, 2024, Fort Bragg police officers responded to an anonymous tip regarding possible drug activity at a motel on South Main Street. Inside a room, officers discovered narcotics and paraphernalia in plain view, prompting further action. Among the individuals present, 34-year-old Daniel Sanchez was identified as having an active felony warrant and violating post-release community supervision. During a protective sweep, officers uncovered a substantial amount of methamphetamine, packaging materials, currency, and a police scanner tuned to law enforcement frequencies. Multiple arrests were made, including Sanchez, Stephanie Smith, Brittany Smith, Cole Parker, and Johan Espinoza, all facing charges related to drug possession and conspiracy. Stephanie Smith, initially providing a false identity, now faces additional charges for false impersonation. Bail enhancements have been set at $50,000 for each individual involved. And now to Hopland. Embrace the beauty of spring at the UC Hopland Research and Extension Center during Celebrate Science and Nature, an annual fundraiser happening on Sunday, May 19th. Immerse yourself in the lush landscape of the 5,358-acre center, alive with blooming wildflowers. Join scientists and staff for field tours highlighting the cutting-edge research projects from drone technology to oak woodland regeneration. Hannah Bird, the community educator at the Hopland Research and Extension Center, invites you to discover and support environmental education efforts while enjoying a farm-to-table luncheon with locally sourced ingredients. Hopland Research and Extension Center Director John Bailey says, quote, "Your participation helps fund educational programs, fostering discovery and understanding of our natural world," unquote. Tickets are available online at the Hopland Research and Extension Center website. Come celebrate science and nature on May 19th at Rod Shippey Hall in Hopland.